I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You've heard the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. It would be an apt description of Iran's presidential elections on Friday. Iran has a new president, but Transform Iran's Lana Silk says he's likely to follow the same path.
They have been very open in saying that they want to wipe out Israel. That has been their agenda right from the beginning. They haven't hidden it.
Iran is connected to the terror groups behind conflict in Gaza, Lebanon, Yemen, and now Sudan. Their influence in these regions can determine the escalation of conflict. With that in mind, Silk urges us to pray for the new leaders.
We pray that they have their Damascus Road conversion, that Jesus appears to them in their dreams, in their visions, and turns their hearts, like the Bible tells us. He turns the hearts of kings, like the course of rivers, he adjusts it as he wants. So let's pray that he does these incredible, miraculous things, and that he turns this country to himself.
And the On Eagles Wing Leadership Center in northwestern Arkansas is preparing Native young people like Ethan to be disciple makers on their reservations. Ethan Joe first connected with On Eagles Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, in 2018 as a high school student. Then, friends at OEW encouraged Ethan to check out the Leadership Center, a 9-month gap year program.
It's taught me to understand the role of leadership and where I'm meant to be and how I'm supposed to act as a man of God and as an adult as well. It's also revealed to me a lot of baggage that I'm still chipping it away at and a lot of things that I still need to work on.
This week, Ethan's attending the On Eagles Wing Warrior Leadership Summit in preparation for Summer of Hope 2024. The details and the full story at missionnews.org.
Prayer for a peace of mind and peace of heart, to stay focused on the task and be consistent, and above all, to keep seeking God first.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.